Hello, hello, everybody. It's your girl, Steph Star, here on another episode of Steph Star Radio. I think it's been about a week since the last time that I was here. And I think we were doing music brackets. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today, because the music bracket is on simmer, on the back burner. It's simmering. It's on low. It's bubbling, but not, you know. I'm still working on it. We'll get to that later. What I want to talk about today is the release of all this music, including Drake's album, Super Fire. I want to just start there. This album has been on repeat since it was released, and I'm just playing it over and over. I'm just a track here and there I might skip, you know, some of the songs that were pre-released, but as far as everything else, it's getting played, man. And I'm pretty sure his numbers look really good right now. I'm certain his numbers look good right now. Drake is one of those people that's very, very high in the music brackets. He's very close to Jay-Z. He's like right behind him, because there's nobody like Jay-Z. But Drake, he's doing something, man. Even that Tusi slide, I wasn't really feeling a Tusi slide at first. Remember I said it's like a bippity boppity to me. That's just my opinion. But now it's growing on me, and it comes on, and I start singing it, and I'm like, do I like it because my baby likes it? I don't know. It's weird. But I do feel like music is in a really good space right now, being that, you know, all these remixes and people releasing music and people talking about music and you know, music being handled like a sport and the battles and all that. I like it. I like where it's at. I really do. I'm enjoying it. You know, I've always said I'm a music lover. I'm a hip hop head, and I love to be entertained. Like, that's my one thing, is I love to be entertained. And this music battles are really entertaining, because you have to be good to battle. It's not just whoever battling, you know, it's like the top of the top battling. So I do think music is in a really good space. I'm excited to see what else, you know, who else is going to release some music, what else is going on. But, you know, my thing has always been hip hop. So, like, my bracket is on hip hop, and most of my show is probably always going to be about hip hop. I might throw a thing here and there. You know, I'm a master playlist. I always say that. And I have different playlists. The range is insane. But when it's a hip hop playlist, it's just a hip hop playlist. And yeah, that's all me. So, I don't know. What else? What else? So, I have a memo here. Hold on. This is gonna help. Beyonce hopped on Savage with Megan Thee Stallion and made a true remix. I don't know when was the last time I've heard a true remix, in the sense of the entire song being remixed or remixed. You guys know what I mean. I'm into that. Like, don't just throw a verse on it and, like, don't tag yourself on the song and say it's a remix. I like it. I like Beyonce's verse. I like her, you know, little fans only shout out type thing. I like it. And then right after, I think it was on the same day, actually, on the same day that Beyonce hopped on Savage with Megan Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj remixed Say So with Doja Cat. I like Say So. I didn't like the remix. I don't know. I couldn't get into it. I wasn't into Nicki's verse at all. So that was that. Did Cardi have a baby with Iggy Azalea? That's also going around. Quite interesting. I don't know where in society we are that the new norm is to hide pregnancies, but I guess that's what we're doing. So if they had a baby, congrats. I'm sure it's a beautiful baby. Healthy. God bless. Congrats. If they didn't, then who knows where this rumor came from. But I feel like it's true. I don't know why, but I do. I really do feel like it's true. Cardi on Drake's. I feel like this whole segment might be about Drake. Drake's album took over. He overshadowed, sorry to say, Beyonce and Nicki Minaj's remixes. He overshadowed a lot of stuff. It's just all Drake right now. So he's on 1993, I think is the name of the song. I don't like it. I guess I'm old. It's not my thing. I don't understand him. And he sounds childish. He's not that much younger than me. I don't like it. I want to understand what people are saying. It's just not my thing, you know? It's just not. But it's a cool song. It's a cool song. I think it's it's better than his other song, Meh. That other song is ass, in my opinion. That's the name of the song. It's Meh. M-E-H, whatever that means. I think it's ass. But people like him, so I could see why Drake would get on it. I don't think it's the first song that he's done with Cardi, but I liked Cardi when he first came out. He gradually started sounding less and less understandable, and I'm like a lyricist. Like, I study lyrics, and I don't have anything to decipher from what he's saying because it's just different sounds. So today I'm recording in the walk-in closet, and it's really odd, and that's probably why it's like a different, I don't know, I probably sound different. I'm not flowing as I naturally do, but just people in the living room where my desk is. So I don't want to record because I don't want to get distracted or like sidetracked, and I really wanted to record because I have like papers, like I have pages and pages of stuff that I've been just putting together for today, because I figured, you know what, I'm not even gonna time it anymore. I'm just gonna do it. I'm not even gonna put whatever. If it's gonna be 2 minutes one day, it might be 30 minutes the next. I'm just figuring out as I go, and I just want to get in the groove of doing it before I actually perfect it. So it's just, I don't know, I'm on the floor, I'm normally at the desk. I have, you know, it's different, but I'm gonna do it. I will not lose ever, fuckers. So with that being said, Drake's album again is super fire. I want to give you guys a list of the songs that they're on my like favorites. Losses, Desires is like my favorite. That's number one. I like Deep Pockets. I like War. It's not Florida. It's something Florida. Something Florida. It's a good song too. The whole album is really good. It's a long album, so you can like drive somewhere and drive back playing the same album. I like that. I drove to DC today, and I was only halfway through. I was in Georgetown, which is deep into DC, and I was only halfway through, and then I drove back home another half hour. It probably played a track or two over. Might have skipped a little Cardi song and like a, I don't know what's the other one, but it's good. Even when people saying like, oh, he took Jay-Z's song Cry, he didn't. He used a beat. He didn't redo it. I saw someone say something about,
Oh, he took Eminem's whole verse. No, he didn't. Again, he might have took a line or two for the sake of the song, but I feel like Jay-Z and Eminem is two sides of Drake. You know? Two people that he probably looks up to and wants to reflect that in his music. So, I don't know. This shit is fucking fire. And I want more people to drop more music. Speaking of the music brackets, hip-hop brackets earlier, there was a debate about Wale not being better than Travis Scott, or Travis Scott being better than Wale, whoever the hell, so-and-so. Wale, in my opinion, in my tier, where's my brackets? In my bracket, Wale is literally next to J. Cole. I don't know, everyone has their own opinion, but in my opinion, he's definitely up there with the J. Cole's and the Kendricks. People don't listen to music, and that's probably why there's a lot of confusion. The whole French Montana debacle, that was one thing. Oh, French Montana also, he dropped Cold with Tory Lanez. Almost forgot that one. I've been rambling on for quite a while now. Let's see. We're at 12 minutes. That's not bad. Cold. I don't like it. It's cool. I'll play it. It's not a bad song. It's just not. It's not my favorite song. Like, I'm not purposely going on my title to play the song. The other one he released right before that was really dope. And I'm about to, like, get on Instagram, because that's where I get all the, like, music that's been released. I don't listen to, even though I'm a big radio person, I don't listen to the radio out here, because they don't know good music out here. The radio is trash. They're stuck in like fucking 2004 out here. So I don't know who's playing the music here, but I just don't play it. And I've always said I'm a mainstream person. I'm into what the masses are listening to. Oh my god, it's gonna sound so loud. Sorry. This is so uncomfortable, guys, and I'm so sorry. And I hope that this is just the beginning of something amazingly beautiful that I'm going to look back and say, oh yeah, that one time it was nothing. You know, building blocks is all. So Cardi, what else did I want to talk about today? While I remember, I want to send this PSA. Just because they're saying that outside is open, outside is not. Outside is open if you want to catch the Rona. It's basically like the mom is like, you know what? When you bust your ass, that's when you're going to learn. That's what they're doing. I'm not going outside. They said, oh, where was it? Georgia? I might be wrong. Disclaimer, I might be wrong. I think it was Georgia. They said in the past 3 days, they just got 2,000 new cases because outside is open. So everybody's going outside. They're fucking morons. So, you know, what can you do? Don't go outside. Kodak is in Kentucky. I didn't know he was in Kentucky. He's been in Kentucky actually for a while. I thought previously that he was in Florida. Then he was transferred to New York, or so I thought. And now he's in Kentucky. This whole thing with Kodak is really weird because, so this past weekend, it's Sunday going into Monday. I always record on double time on today and tomorrow. He was beat by like 7 guards while he was in cuffs, and it's just messed up. Say a prayer for Kodak, because who knows what they're doing to him in there and trying to do to him. And it sucks. It doesn't matter if you're in jail or not. People shouldn't be getting beat while in handcuffs. Pisses me off because Kodak is one of my favorites. You know, he's on my He's not on my top five, but he's in my top six. So, doesn't matter. I think that's it. I think I covered all my bases. I'm still working on my bracket because people want to say stupid shit like that Wale is better than Travis Scott, and that's why you have to do things like a music bracket. But yeah, we're gonna get back to this. I'm gonna keep doing my homework, and I'm gonna try to do bi-weekly, so like Sunday, and then I'll try to do like a maybe Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo. I could do Cinco de Mayo. Or Wednesday. Cinco de Mayo. I got some Patron. I'm going to get drunk on Cinco de Mayo. Just for the fuck of it. Just because we're inside. I don't ever drink, but I had a taste for Patron the other day, so I got a bottle. What else? Yeah, I think that's it. The music brackets. Hopefully this is a good week for music again, and we get some new music from anybody. I would love to hear some new music from ASAP Rocky, so you know, hopefully that can be arranged to happen soon. And yeah, we'll take it from there and we'll see. Go listen to the Drake album, it's fucking fire. I'm probably gonna play it one more time. I've probably played it at least at the minimum 5 times today, the entire album, just on and off, the song here, the song there, play the whole album, you know, just, it's good, every time I keep hearing it, I catch a new line. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'll be back. Leave me your comments, leave me suggestions, let me know. Looks like I'm on my own moving forward. I have nobody to do the show with. Good thing I can run my mouth, you know, for a hot minute, almost 20 minutes here. So, you know, excuse the sounds if it's different. I'm gonna be in my office soon, recording in the studio setting with a great co-host. Universe, so mote it be. So it's all good. It's all good. Universe is aligning, you know, so it's all well. So mi gente, please stay positive, don't let negative Nancy's get to you. Stay inside, don't go out unless you need to. Be careful, eat vegetables and fruits, drink some water, be kind. Let's fix the world. Send put vibe, good vibes out into the world. Put good vibes out into the world. I'll be back in a few days. Hopefully from my desk where I'm more comfortable. And I'm not looking at like baby shoes and baby clothes and stuff. So yeah, tune back in. Tune in. I wish I could say tomorrow. One day I'll say tomorrow. But, you know, soon. I'll be here doing stuff things. Hoping, you know, we get some good music. And we'll be here. Laters. Yeah.